I think it was okra, wasn't it?
Yeah, okra, yeah.
What about if you leave an apple or a plum around in the sun, it'll do what? It'll dry up
And rot.
And rot, or have you ever heard, would you ever say that it'll dry up and shrivel if you don't watch
it? Yeah.
Do you use that word shrivel much?
Yeah.
Okay. What are some leafy vegetables that come in heads?
Cabbage, mm-hmm. Mustard, lettuce. Mm-hmm.
And if you're looking at some of those, let's say cabbage, and you were commenting on how big they are, you'd say these...
Got a good head on them, big head on them.
These cabbage sure are big. Okay. What about some of the different types of beans that you have?
Oh, there's lots of beans. Snap beans, butter beans.
If you don't eat the pods, you have to do what to them?
Shell
them. Is the snap bean the one that you eat pod and all?
Yeah.
But you have to shell the butter bean. What about if you take the tops off turnips? You say you have a mess of what?
Root.
People say greens?
Yeah, salad.
You might, talking about lettuce, you might ask somebody to go downtown and buy you so many
heads of lettuce.
You talk about heads of lettuce and head of cattle. Have you ever heard anybody refer to their children as so many head?
Yeah.
I've got 6 or 7 head of children.
Yeah.
What about if a man had 7 boys and 7 girls, talking about the number of them, you'd say he had a whole
bunch of children.
You ever heard people say he had a whole passel of children?
Yeah.
Do you use that word?
Yeah. I've heard it.
Okay. What do you call the green covering on an ear of corn that you take off?
Shucks.
Mm-hmm. And that thing that grows right out of the top of it?
Tappen.
And that stuff that you have to brush off the ear?
Silk.
What do you call that kind of corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Roasting ear.
You ever heard that called anything else?
Making ear.
Do people around here say mutton corn?
I never heard that.
Okay. What about this big thing, it's orange colored, that you see around Thanksgiving a lot, people?
Pumpkin.
And what about a type of vegetable that's yellow, a lot of it has crooked necks, you know?
What?
Anything particular you call it when you let it dry?
Yeah, they got several kind of squashes that dries.
What's that? Any name for them?
Acorn squash. I forget the name of them now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What kind of melons do you raise around here?
Watermelon, cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm. Are there different types of watermelons?
Yeah.
What are they?
Round and long, and there's lots of different brands of them. Mm-hmm.
What about different colored meats?
Yeah, yellow meat and white and red meat. They got white meat watermelon now.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's really white.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that variety. Is there any way to tell the type, color, meat a melon is without cutting it?
Yeah, if you know the watermelon, you can.
Mm-hmm. Is there any way to tell whether a watermelon is ripe or not?
Yeah, something.
Something.
Will that color? Color of the watermelon.
Do what?
The color of the watermelon. Some of them turn a certain color when they get ripe.
Uh-huh. Will that tell you if it's too ripe?
Well, it'll tell you when it's ready to eat. Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
What do you call these things that you see them growing in some people's yard, or they might grow on logs or